A secret kept for a while in World War II is that the U.S. did have banned chemical weapons in position in Europe. The SS John Harvey was a Liberty ship carrying 65 tons of mustard gas. It was bombed by the German Luftwaffe as it sat in the harbor of Bari, Italy, on 2 December 1943. The liberated mustard gas liquid mixed with oil in the water and vapor spread into the city. 628 military personnel developed symptoms of mustard gas poisoning and 83 died. The civilian toll was undoubtedly larger. Given the huge number of witnesses, the U.S. had to admit in 1944 to having the chemical weapon. One telling symptom was a drastic reduction in white blood cell count of the victims, as discovered by Dr. Stuart Francis Alexander. Pharmacologists Lewis S. Goodman and Alfred Gilman took the discovery further to create antidotes, but much more importantly, to make related compounds as treatments for cancers that involve damaging proliferation of white blood cells, such as Hodgkin's lymphoma. A sequence of cell-toxic cancer treatments arose from these trials. These include estramustine for prostate cancer and bendamustine for many lymphomas. Alas, war generates technologies useful in peacetime, if at very high cost. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.